It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Kim, thank you very much. Patrick McDonald is here, and you made me realize that I'm surprised my husband has not kicked me out yet. I haven't seen the new Star Wars movie yet.
Oh, Wendy.
Oh, my.
I really haven't. I haven't seen Black Panther. I haven't seen anything lately.
It's available for download now.
All right.
The Jedi movie.
Can you download it already?
Yeah. Yes, I think.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Okay, come to our house.
There you go, Bill.
That was fast. Wow. Very fast.
Yeah, very fast.
You just mentioned Black Panther.
Yes.
It continues to just break records almost every day.
Did you see it, Bill?
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either.
No, I want to.
Yeah, it's.
But Trevor Noah said, if you're white and you haven't seen it, you're clearly racist.
He did?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
That was really funny. Yeah.
One of the records it has right now, it's the most tweeted movie of all time.
Wow.
You think about the Star Wars anticipation.
Yeah.
And,
but this more so.
Yeah.
What do you think? I've heard this referred to as the perfect storm, that it's not only a well-made movie, but the timing is right.
Yes.
Right? So
yeah,
it's
we
a
talked
bit of
about
everything.
This. It was an amazing marketing campaign.
Yeah.
And of course, they brought it out in Black History Month, mm-hmm. and the ties to African history, both in the mainland and in the United States, are in the movie, and it's beautifully, beautifully done. I can't say enough about Black Panther.
Do you think this matters a little bit? Because I do, and I haven't seen it yet, so it's just a guess on my part. But Black Panther isn't exactly a major character in the Marvel Universe.
Right.
He's a minor character, and a lot of people don't know the backstory, so for a lot of us who are going to see the movie, it's all new.
Yes,
we don't know. Like if Superman or Batman or Spider-Man shows up, you know how they got to be Spider-Man or Batman or Superman. Not so with Black Panther.
And the same with Ant-Man.
Yes.
You know, that they did. Yes,
and
that's
Paul
a
Rudd.
Really good point. Now, Black Panther is from 1966.
Mm-hmm.
Stan Lee, Jack Kirby has the roots there because they wanted to invent an African-American superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's the same year that the Black Panthers started. So they think there's a synergy between that, but they're not sure. And
did Oakland he precede? There was a character, Falcon, that's on the DC Universe side.
Mm-hmm.
Was he first or was Black Panther first?
Ooh, you got
don't
me.
Know.
Now you're giving me the
and then
comic
Black
trivia.
Lightning was on Super Friends. He was also African-American.
Right.
Well, you know all this, Wendy. They teach this
you
in
know,
school.
No, I don't.
This is in history class. They teach you this stuff in school. Sure.
Are you the comic book guy, too?
I might have read a comic book along the way. I don't
worst
know.
Episode ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just keeps knocking off the competition. Is it 5 weeks in a row? It was number
five
one?
5 weeks in a row.
That's great.
It has a long way to beat the champion, E.T.,
mm-hmm.
at 16 weeks. And, of course, Titanic had 15 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what's upcoming, of course, next week is Spielberg's big movie, Ready Player One.
Looks good, doesn't it?
Yes. I did see the
it's
preview.
A geek fest, isn't it?
Oh, it's such a geek fest. It is the. I saw a kid in front of me just practically wetting his pants.
Oh.
I mean, he was just
and that's,
shaking.
That's
and
good, right?
Screaming.
When that
yes,
in a movie,
yes.
Yeah.
It's, well, the references are amazing in the film. I
yeah.
mean, it's filled with this reference stuff. And
Steven Spielberg has said it was kind of a challenge because you have to go through all different sorts of companies to get the rights to use these references.
Imagine. Yeah.
So what a pain.
Well, yeah. Warner Brothers was a big one. So they had the DC universe taken care of. But, you know,
but
they,
Star Wars was a different animal.
It was sort of like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. They had to go and get all the rights to those cartoon characters.
Yeah.
So
that takes some doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Zemeckis even has a reference in the film. I won't give any more away.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
By the way, Patrick McDonald is critic for HollywoodChicago.com.
He is.
I needed to say that because we just kind of started talking. I didn't give you a proper introduction. I apologize.
Thank you.
Patrick, one of the things you wanted to talk about today is we've had so many actors and directors involved in the sexual scandal in Hollywood. But one of the names involved has finally gotten another job. We didn't know who, if anyone, would be working again, but one of them has.
Yes. Obviously, this was filmed before it went down. But Jeffrey Tambor is in a movie that was releasing wider in Chicago this week called The Death of Stalin.
Mm-hmm.
Stalin?
Stalin.
Thank you. Stalin. Midwest.
Right. Right.
over by there. So, Stalin. The Death of Stalin has Jeffrey Tambor as one of the deputies who accedes to the rank of premier
mm-hmm.
after Stalin dies.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays his usual weasel character, and he's just amazing. And it's a very funny movie.
But there was a time, under normal circumstances, that if this movie was coming out and you have Jeffrey Tambor in the movie, he shows up on all the late-night talk shows, you're not going to see him anywhere, are you?
Right. And also, too, if the timing had been a few months ago, who knows, maybe they postponed the release.
They might have scrapped it, yeah.
Would they have done, prominent in the film.
You know what they did with the J. Paul Getty movie where they reshot all of Kevin Spacey's scenes with Christopher Plummer?
Yes.
Was there time to do that? Did they consider doing that?
No, not on this level of filmmaking, no way.
No.
But I think, again, and I've said it before, I think it was a mistake, too. I would have delayed the release of the film. Let everything die down and then bring it out in 2018, All the Money in the World, because it just went nowhere.
Yeah.
The whole, what will all come out of that movie is the Mark Wahlberg story and the fact that Kevin Spacey was replaced.
Right, right.
And that's it.
Here's another, this is a side note to All the Money in the World. So that was a movie about J. Paul Getty and about the kidnapping and the Getty family and stuff.
Yes.
Now, I keep seeing there's a miniseries on television that's about to start with Donald Sutherland.
It looks
Sutherland.
So good.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same exact story.
Is right. it really?
Yeah.
So if you're those guys, if you made the TV version, the miniseries version... Yeah. You're not happy that there was already a version that just came out, right?
Well, I was saying the other day, this story has been around for over 40 years.
Untouched.
Untouched. And right. then suddenly, like the Truman Capote stories and the Alfred Hitchcock stories, they all come out at once.
Yeah.
It's very strange zeitgeist, man.
That's crazy. Because my first thought was they're probably thinking, oh, there's some attention on the Gettys because of that movie. But then the more I thought about it, the more I thought, no, the people who wanted to see that story just went to see that story.
Well, and also, too, I think they were in production simultaneously.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. Patrick McDonald is here. The website, again, HollywoodChicago.com. And the tours are starting soon.
We are starting in April. So go to ChicagoFilmTour.com and sign up for your tour. We'll tell you the dates that we have in our soft opening in April.
Excellent. Thanks, Patrick. More after this. It's Bill Luff and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Patrick McDonald is our guest. Patrick is the film critic over at HollywoodChicago.com. And again, the film tours start up very, very soon.
Soft opening in April, and then we have our season coming up.
If people want to know more, the website there is?
ChicagoFilmTour.com. We're also on Viator, if you want to go through that method.
Patrick, some big movies opening up this weekend. Let us start with Pacific Rim Uprising, the sequel of, obviously, to Pacific Rim from a few years ago.
Right. Guillermo del Toro did the original film in 2013. And, you know, given that it's him, he put a little fairy tale spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot meatier movie. This one has more action.
Does it?
Yeah. This is capitulating sort of to the Transformers crowd.
Every time I see a commercial for it, I think it's a Transformers movie. Yeah. That's exactly what it looks like.
A lot of CGI, a lot of destruction, a lot of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
3 out of 5 for me. I think if you're a fan of the series, you'll be satisfied.
Any big names in it? I don't know who's
Charlie
in this one.
Day is returning from the first movie.
Boy.
Wait, is that a big you seem displeased.
I love him. Screecher, let's just say. I didn't see the first one, but I heard bad things.
It did not hold my attention at all.
Oh,
and I love Del Toro movies, but that just it went right through me.
I like that
you
film.
You did?
Yeah, I did. I liked it a lot better. Not a lot better, but better than Uprising.
What is it? Tell me what the difference is between this and Transformers, because they look almost, like I said, the same to me. I can't tell the difference.
Oh, boy. It's
is
just
there a
that
difference?
They give it more of a backstory in Pacific Rim. Like, those Transformers movies are like Dada. They're like surrealist.
Yeah.
You go in there, you're about halfway through, and you go, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And then, but this one, they have story, they have, you
There's
know,
a
legend.
Reason that they're
yes,
attacking
exactly.
and destroying things.
They have a ultra-dimensional rival that comes out of the sea.
Well, all right, I'm in. You sold me. I love when stuff comes out of the sea. All right, so Pacific Rim Uprising, what is your rating?
3 out of 5.
3 out of 5, yeah. The other one was a movie we started to talk about a little while ago, The Death of Stalin.
Stalin. Over by there.
Joseph Stalin, correct?
Yes, Joseph Stalin, the premier of the Soviet Union who died in 1953, killed 600,000 of his own people.
Yeah.
It starts off with those lists that they're going out and doing that to the people. It kept them under complete fear. I mean, it was just a horrible time to live in Russia. But when is ever a good time to live in Russia?
That's valid.
I'm sorry to our Russian listeners.
Yes.
So, yeah, you have a big Russian presence. But anyway.
Putin calls us and congratulates us after every show, Patrick, so be very careful what you say.
Shirtless.
Yeah.
But this is 4.5 out of 5. The same guy who did Veep. Okay, his name is Armando, where's my notes? Iannucci.
Oh, okay.
Armando Iannucci, he's the writer and director and, you know, kind of steerer of the series Veep. So if you can imagine the death of Stalin as Veep, this is
that's
how
very peculiar, because this is a drama, right?
Right, and they do no Russian accents in it. It's British actors and American actors just talking like they talk.
Oh,
and
is that distracting? Because you'd say to yourself, they should have at least a Russian accent.
It's part of the gag, I would say.
Oh, all right.
And also they have the creative swearing that Veep has. You know how Veep has that incredible, you know, over-the-top swearing? This movie does it too, and it's hilarious.
Oh.
Steve Buscemi is the he plays Nikita Khrushchev. That's all you have to
really?
Say.
Really?
Yes.
I love him, man.
He is crazy.
That's
in
incredibly
this.
Interesting casting.
Oh my gosh. And Jeffrey Tambor, as I said, plays Gregory regardless, it's the next in line to be the premier. And he's hilarious, and it's just Michael Palin makes an appearance as Molotov of the famous cocktail.
Wow. All right,
this sounds really
fantastic
funny.
Casting.
It is great.
Is this in wide release, The Death of Stalin, or is this
it is now in
a few theaters?
It will be in 5 theaters in Chicago, but check your local listings for theaters and showtimes, as I always say in my reviews.
It's unfair to ask you because I know you haven't seen either of these, but I'm curious about both. Well, I'm curious about one of them. Unsane is a movie that I keep seeing ads for on TV that looks really, really scary.
That's
Have you heard anything?
Yeah.
That is a Steven Soderbergh movie.
Yeah.
By the way,
said a few years ago he was done making movies, but continue. And I'm fine with it because I love his movies. But he said, I'm done. I've said what I needed to say. Mm-hmm. But he keeps making them.
It's a horror film set in an asylum. So we were talking about movies we've seen before.
Yeah,
this is something we've obviously seen before. It's
Ninth Configuration. Did you ever see that? That was set in an asylum.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Who did that? Who's in that? What is that called? I like asylum movies.
Ninth Configuration is William Peter Blatty. He's the one who wrote it.
Exorcist.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We know is that it's supposed
it
to
is.
Be scary, but they didn't show it to you, or you just didn't get around to seeing it?
I did not get around to seeing it, sir. Jay Farrell's in it. Amy Irving's in it. Claire Foy.
Jay Farrell?
Yeah.
From Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, that should be good.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Sherlock Gnomes is the other thing that I didn't see that's opening. Garden Gnomes plays,
get out of here.
Well, it was Romeo and Juliet was the first
that
one.
That was the last one.
Where have I been? Is it a kid movie?
Yeah.
Of course, coming up, Gnome with the Wind. Hello.
There's no place like Gnome.
To Gnome is to love him.
To Gnome with love.
That's
good.
When do the summer blockbusters start? Do we have to wait until May?
May 1st. It's going to kick off with Infinity War, which is...
The Marvel Universe
It's actually
movie.
The last... It will be 4/27. April 27th will be the Avengers Infinity Wars. And I think Ready Player One's going to knock Black Panther off number one. But if it doesn't, it will go to the Infinity Wars, which will be 10 weeks at number one. I just can't imagine
it. Looks like I read the cast list for this one. Now, in the past, whenever they do the Avengers movies, you got 5 or 6 or 7 big names.
Yep.
But in this one, in Infinity Wars, it's almost anyone who's ever been in a Marvel movie ever, right?
Okay, I guess, yeah.
It looks really... I'm hoping it's really good. I'm hoping.
They generally are good. Even if they're not, like, perfect, they have something about them.
Yeah.
You know... The people who did the Captain America series are just, those films are great, you know? So,
do a nice job. For the summer movies, is there one or two titles coming up in May, June, July, or August that you're really looking forward to, you cannot wait to see?
Infinity Wars.
That's it? Is that it?
I don't have the list in front of me, but I can bring that the next time.
I brought one up to you, a horror movie
there
that Toni Collette is in. that has been making the rounds at all the film festivals, and I read the reviews on it, and everybody says the same thing. So scary, I couldn't even look at the screen, that kind of thing. I love hearing that about a movie.
Why? How can you go to a movie like that?
I don't think there's ever been a movie so scary that I couldn't watch it, but I've been to horror movies where people are so afraid they have to turn away, they can't look at what they're seeing.
And then they dream about it for nights forever. After that. I just don't.
I know.
Oh, I don't like
I know.
To be scared.
People like, it's the same as going on a roller coaster, you know?
I'm lame.
So you're daring yourself to get through it.
Exactly.
The challenge is to try your best to get through it as best
you can. Yeah, that's fun in life.
I know.
With all this stress out there, that's fun.
I know.
Well, maybe it's a release.
Sure. That's the way to look at it.
Is. Exactly. It is. It's that adrenaline rush, but...
My band, The Telepaths, will be playing at Phyllis's Musical Inn on Saturday, March 31st.
Oh.
Be there.
That's a great place.
Aloha.
What instrument do you play, Patrick?
He sings.
I'm the lead singer.
Yeah.
I play with myself, as they say.
Oh, God.
Can I say that on the radio?
No, we didn't hear you say that. Patrick McDonald, film critic for HollywoodChicago.com. Visit HollywoodChicago.com, and then if you want to take the film tours, ChicagoFilmTour.com is the website to visit. Patrick, thank you very much. Thanks
Absolutely,
for being here.
Absolutely, guys.
We'll talk to Steve next and find out what he has planned for you on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.